Bread without yeast is called unleavened bread. And that's the sort of bread that Jesus and his disciples ate at that Last Supper, the Passover meal. They did it because it had thus been commanded by God. Kind of weird. Why? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking another look at this Easter thing from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you live in victory, overcoming whatever you might be going through the rock-solid, certain hope available to you in Christ and Christ alone. Oftentimes, I've been sitting in a church, and they hand communion around, you know, little pieces of soft white bread neatly cut into identically sized cubes, and little cups of wine or grape juice. And well, look, don't take me the wrong way, but I've wanted to scream, because these little cubes of soft white fluffy bread, well, anyone would think that Jesus was some soft white fluffy saviour. Communion in churches is a way of remembering that Jesus died and rose again for us, to pay for our mistakes so that we could be forgiven and have the slate with God wiped clean. And that's an awesome thing to do, because remembering that, I mean really remembering it in our hearts, not just going through the motions and the ritual, it utterly and completely transforms your life. It's about freedom, the real freedom, the sort of freedom that we've always been looking for, the sort we could never find. That's the freedom, that's the new life, the abundant life that comes when we finally realize we can't work our way into God's favor. All we can do, all we need to do, is to place our faith in this Jesus, the one who came and died for us. And yes, he's a loving Jesus, a gentle Jesus, but he is anything, anything but a soft, white, fluffy Jesus. That's my problem, you see. Of course, the type of bread people use in communion, it's completely irrelevant. It's a symbol that causes us to pause and to remember. That's it. But if we go back to that first communion, the Last Supper, that final meal, the Passover meal that Jesus celebrated with his disciples hours before he was crucified, the thing is they didn't have soft, white, fluffy bread. They were eating unleavened bread. That's bread without yeast or bicarb or anything to make it rise. It's a bit like the pita bread or the Lebanese bread that you can buy down at the local deli or the supermarket. I want to explore that a bit today, because there's some rich symbolism in this bread. It really has something to say to us. Of course, the Passover celebration is what we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks. The Passover, the first Passover, happened 1,300 years before that first Easter. And it was the time that God set his people free from slavery, 400 years of it, in Egypt. Remember, God sent 10 plagues over Egypt. And the last one was the death of the firstborn in every household. But the Israelites, who were slaves in Egypt, theirs didn't, because they were commanded by God to kill a lamb, to paint its blood on the doorposts. And that night, the angel of death passed over their homes. And of course, that's what the Passover is about. That's what Jesus and his disciples were celebrating. And as Israel, this nation in slavery, prepared for the coming plague, the Passover meal, the eating of the lamb, they're instructed to eat a certain type of bread. Bit weird, have a listen. It's really important. This is how you shall eat the Passover meal. Your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in a hurry. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night. I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment, for I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood on your doorposts, I will pass over you, and no plague will destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you will remove all leaven from your households, for whoever eats leavened bread from the first until the seventh day will be cut off from Israel. On the first day, you shall hold a solemn assembly, and on the seventh day, another solemn assembly. No work will be done on those days. Only what everyone must eat, that alone may be prepared by you. You shall observe the festival of the unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your companies out of the land of Egypt. You shall observe this day through your generations as a perpetual ordinance. So what's that all about? Well, we looked at the lamb and the blood on the doorpost. We looked at it over the last couple of weeks. And so they kill the lamb, they paint the blood on the doorpost, they sit down to have a meal, to have roast lamb and unleavened bread, this flat bread, not the soft, white, fluffy stuff that they usually ate, but this time a different bread, unleavened bread. Why? What's the difference? What's the significance? And then they're only supposed to eat that sort of bread for the next 7 days. And eventually it becomes a whole festival, a 7-day festival of the unleavened bread. Why? Here's the reason. Exodus chapter 12, verse 11. This is how you shall eat the Passover meal. Your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. Because God was coming that night to destroy the firstborn of the Egyptians, and straight after that, they would have to flee Egypt. They would then be pursued by the Egyptian army. They had to be ready to leave this place of slavery and get with God's plan for saving them. They were in a hurry. They didn't have time to do the soft, white, fluffy leavened bread that you and I are used to, because it takes a long time to bake. You have to knead it. You have to wait for it to rise. You knead it again, wait for it to rise a second time before you can bake it. It's a comfort food. It's nice. It's the sort of bread that you have when you're comfortable. But what God was saying to his people here is this: you don't have time for the luxuries and the comfort of life right now. I'm about to save you. You need to be in a hurry, because the journey I'm about to take you on isn't some comfortable armchair virtual eco tour. No, you're going to flee from your oppressors, and I'm going to save you, and it's going to be hard, and you won't have time for luxuries. So instead of mucking around with leavened bread, you're going to eat unleavened bread on the Passover, and not only that, you're going to turn it into a festival to remind yourselves that that's the way it is, a festival to be observed always. Leaven, yeast, is also a symbol for sin. Comfort and sin go together. The things that we're going to have to do without on God's journey of salvation. And when Jesus and his disciples celebrated that Passover meal just before he was crucified, that's the bread they had, according to God's command and Jewish tradition, unleavened bread. And listen to what he said about it. He took a loaf of the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, the rich symbolism of this unleavened bread, this uncomfortable, hard bread, he said, "This is my body." And if you're going to be taking it and eating it, this is what you have to remember. This bread is unleavened bread. And the reason it's unleavened is because you're on a journey of salvation and you're in a hurry. This is how you should eat the Passover meal. Your loins girded. In other words, your tunic tied up so you don't trip on it. Your sandals on your feet, your staff in your hand. You shall eat in a hurry. It is the Passover of the Lord. When Jesus calls us to follow him to freedom, it's not going to be a first-class plane ride. Get ready for the journey. Put on your sandals, tie up your cloak, eat in a hurry, have your staff in your hand. Get ready. You eat this bread, you accept me, you put your faith in me, and you're in for a ride. Not a soft, white, fluffy, gentle ride. An unleavened ride. Without suspension springs, without soft, white, fluffy seats. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take that one. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. And there are few that find it. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.